The Mispar Hashem is called Zoch of the Gul Beloisam. Torah in Parash Bamidbar teaches us the Shivas Tzu'us Rish Kodas Kibnei Yisrael to take the counting of Klal Yisrael. Count Klal Yisrael the fee, the numbers. In English it's called numbers Bamidbar. We see the Maisa after the counting, the Torah again went, we got to read Shevet. The Torah has another parasha. The Torah has a parasha of Ishal Digloi v'oisos l'veisa v'oisim yachno yidnei yisho mineged tzomu l'homo yin yachno. Counts or sets up Klal Yisrael with another counting according to the dig degel ba'oisel ve'isav oisim yachem. Shail is, what is this tzveit the parasha teach us? So Chazal tell us they were mas'alef of the day, the golem, the golem of Klal Yisrael. When we want to understand the whole hemshech of this parasha, parasha Bamidbar, who's the yisoid of all these countings. We know that the Torah actually tells us what Rashi brings, that the reason why Hashem counted them now, Rashi says, the Torah chibosam lefon of moinoisam kol shor, Hashem counts them all the time because He has a dearment for them. Because Yotam Mitzrayim monon, Shnofu be'egel monon, to know the meaning of Sorim, Shabbat the Hashvah Shchinosoi, Aleim with monon. When He came to be Mashvah the Shchin on them, which is over here now, Be'echad Nisim Hukam HaMishkon, Ve'echad Be'ir monon. The sort of the counting of Parash Bamidbar is the simon for Chiba Yisera. For Chiba. The yisod of the counting of Parash Bamidbar was the yisod of Chib. And what is recognized, the etzem maisa Chib of being counted, so that's partial, we understand that the maisa Chib is that when a person is counted, especially by the Rebbeinu Shloim, of Yishemois, to give chashivas to every number, to every person, Tovah Shebaminin Eino Batel, we know the Torah tells us, something that's Baminin is Eino Batel. To give Chashivas for Kol Echad the Echad, every person has a Chashivas by the Rebbeinu Shalayla. But I wanted to be Masbir, there's another Yisoid over here. We know, the Gemara says in Megillah, Lamed Aleph and Medbeis, so after Gemara, the Gemara says that Ezra's Mesakin. Ezra was Mesakin, says the Gemara, that we should read the Toichacha twice a year. That Mesakin, the Toichacha was a part of the Toichacha Torah, he was Mesakin. He said we should read the Toichacha before Rosh Hashanah, the two Rosh Hashanahs. That the year should end with the Klolas, Tichla Hashanah v'Kilaseha, the Teichel Hashanah v'Kilaseha. The year should end with the Klolas, and the new year should begin with brachas. Says the Gemara, Bishlam and Rosh Hashanah, we were masakin parashti sovo, we lay in the Toichacha. Bishlam Rosh Hashanah, that's called the Rosh Hashanah, Shenemar. As we know, we judge the Rosh Hashanah. But why, what is the Rosh Hashanah of this time of year that we learned just last week, the Torah? Zogt the Gemara, the Inn. Because Atzeres is all close to Rosh Hashanah. Shenema, as the pasuk, as the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Ba'ar ba'prokam ha'olam nido, the world judged it four times. Ba'atzeres ha'peyo se'ilam. So it's called the Rosh Hashanah. It's the shach of the Gemara was. It says we're nidon, but the Gemara is saying in. It's called the Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah. So Ezra was misakin that the tzura of how we lay in the parashias is that we have to lay in the toichacha before Atzeres. And before Zok Toisvis, but there has to be a buffer parasha. There has to be a parasha in between. There has to be a parasha that we shouldn't go straight into the Rosh Hashanah from the Teirucha. And therefore, at the beginning of the year, we lay in Nitzan Va'elech. And also, this time of year, we lay in Bamidbar. Parasha Bamidbar is the buffer parasha between the parasha of the Teirucha and Shavuos. So Moshe Feinstein explains that why is this called the buffer parasha? Why was this given as the buffer parasha? Because the etzem, it should have been that when a person hears the toichacha, after a toichacha, after a person hears the toichacha, he could be totally taken aback, loses his equilibrium, such a heavy toichacha, the feeling of chashivas is lowered. A person can become despondent in his chashivos. The purpose of Parash Bamidvor is to build up the chashivos, to show the chashivos of a man. She's counted. He stands up, he's be counted. When he understands that he's be counted by the Bari Oilam, to Mashu Shchinosha Aleyam, he understands that chashivos. That's how he has to walk into Shavuos. Shavuos, to understand the Bekabel Torah, you have to understand that you're a person, you're chashiv, you have chashivos, you're Dovash of a Minyan of Botel. You have a tremendous chashivas, especially the tzura of how we were counted, the tzura of b'shem yikru. Everybody is the sforno. He says the beginning of the parasha, it was counted for their name. When a person is given his name, that it gives a tremendous chashivas to the person. He's called out by his name. That's a chashivas. That's an intimacy. That's a feeling of su'u, as Rav Moshe said, lift up, give klayis or chashivas. That's how you go into the seder of Shavuos. I wanted to say maybe another mahalach, but in the whole parish of Bamidbar, how wide follows the Toichacha, and why it's the Hakadoma of the Sefer Bamidbar. Bamidbar's, this is the Ereshit parish from the Sefer Chumash Bamidbar, and I feel it's also the Hakadoma, even though the Chayra, if we read many, many psukim just about the numbers and more numbers, what's it all about? So I wanted to tie it like this, what I said. That the Yisod, of everything, what I said, the Yisod, how Yisod is that the Zetzura. There's a kadmoy, there's a beri oyla. And everything is mishtal, so everything follows in that order, Rabbi Sa. Everything follows in that order. The yisoid of the bria, the yisoid of our tachas in the bria, Rabbi Sa, is to miskasha with Hashem. Of the tzura, how to create that miskashus, Rabbi Sa. Because we have to understand that the Torah, that the whole world, the Torah and the world, is an unbelievable symmetry of the Yirei Nishayim. Meaning to say that Bereshit created a world with tremendous order. There's a Seder in the Bria. There's an order to the Bria. Everything has an order. The Tachlis, why Rosh Hashanah gets his name, is Rosh Hashanah, it's the most important day. It's the beginning of the year. The tachlis of being a Rosh is that there should be a Seder HaDvarim, Rabbi Yisrael. When a person understands there's a Seder, he understands there's a tremendous order to the Bria, he understands the order of the Bria leads to a Boire, to a beginning. That's why it's called Rosh Hashanah. Why is the beginning of the year, we always ask the Rosh Hashanah, why is it called Rosh Hashanah? It should be called Yom Adin. Why is the day for Yom Adin called Rosh Hashanah? Because the Tachlis is to be Mizboinein, that is the Boire Oilah. There's a melech. That's the tachlis of a Rosh Hashanah. To understand there's a melech and there's a seder, which leads back to the Bari Olam, that he's the kadmoin, he's everything. Seder b'midbar, parash b'midbar b'yisai. I think the yisoid is as a. The reason why there's a toichachor b'yisai is because we lose our focus and understanding of this mitzias of order in the Bria, that the world is so perfect, it's so orderly. We look at the world in a form of carry. Nimtecholimi carry, the passage of the Torah, many times over, Nimtecholimi carry. The Yisoid of carry, said one child last week. If you were saying now, the Yisoid of carry is that a person sees the world without any order. He sees it as matter of factly, coincidence. There's no seder to the Bria. That's how his histakles in the Bria is. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps punishing him because you're missing the boat. That the Bnei Hashem created a world with perfect order. And everything has an ishtalshuas. Every maisa is an ishtalshuas from a beginning to an end. There's a path, there's a derech. Zohar Asher Asher Asolachor HaMolek. We once said that the terrible atrocity of HaMolek is baderech. It wasn't just you going out, you were baderech. You were in the form of a mahalech that's in the Seder HaBriya that has to lead to the revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Eretz Yisrael, and the beautiful revelation through Klal Yisrael going from Eretz Mitzrayim to the Mount Torah to Eretz Yisrael. And they, Vashakorecha, they ruined the Seder, the Seder, the perfect order. They were destroying that order. That's the korcha, that's the carry. Imtechliyim carry is the same thing, that we don't see the world in its order. We see its jimbo jambo. We see the whole world in a way we're not understanding the Bnei Hashem's perfect symmetry in the Bria. We look at the Bria as coincidence. This happened because of that happened. We don't see the order. We don't see the Seder. And Kodesh Baruch Hu keeps knocking us to see the Seder. The yisoid of the Hashuas Hashchina Paseidim Bar Midbar Boisai is that not only that we have a name and we have a machshav us, but it's the pshat, and that's the next parsha of the Golan Boisai, that Klal Yisrael, in order the Shechina should dwell, we're in this perfect order. Everybody has a mokoy. It's not only a name, but there's a mokoy for everybody. Everybody in Klal Yisrael, as the Klal Yisrael goes, that's the next parsha. First we're giving it a name. First we're giving a tafkid, but without a mokoy, the tafkid has no meaning. Without a place in the service of Hashem, we're giving a name, but we have to have a mokoy. Everybody has a mokoy. This dego with the is in this place, on this side of the Mishkan Yachanu. The Levim over here on the Mishkan Yachanu. We have a place. We have a set mokoy. And when everybody's in their perfect place, when everybody's in their mokoyim hanochoyim, when there's perfect seder to the matzah of Klal Yisrael, then the Kodesh Baruch Hu mashvish chinosim. And that's Sefer Bamidbar HaBoisa. Sefer Bamidbar is coming, that's the buffer parasha. You can't walk into matzah Torah to mekabel Torah, because the purpose of Torah is la'oyrois, to give order. The Kodesh Baruch Hu said a world with order. But where are the instructions for how to keep it orderly? That's a Torah Akdoisha. You can't have a Torah Akdoisha. You can't have a Mishkan Akdoisha without we first have to be ordered. We have to be set in Malkoi. We have to establish our Malkoi. And then we can come to Ashur Shashchina Akdoisha. So to go from Parashas Bukhbar Bukhul Koisa, to go from the Parasha of the Torah, where we're out of order, we first have to get into order. That's Sefer Bamidbar, that's Parash Bamidbar Boisai. And that's why it's Takdom with the Sefer Bamidbar Boisai, because the whole Yisoid of, we'll see later on, the Parashias of Bamidbar Boisai, is all about our being out of order. Even the Parash Bamidbar Alei,
Nodu v'aviyu asher hikub eish zora l'asher lo yitziva Hashem. It was beautiful zahra boisai. But the korban was out of order. It wasn't its right mokoy. It wasn't the right place. They had the greatest intentions. Koirach, Rabbi said. Save him a minute. Koirach. Koirach, what's his thing? He's out of order. The wrong place, the wrong makom. He's trying to take something that's not child to him. He's in the wrong place. Pasha Shlach de Miraglim. Zok Rashi. And Save him a Dvorim. What happened like when they came to want to send Miraglim? They came, says Rashi, they came all mavubal. There was no order. They were trampling each other. We want to send out Miraglim. But they rogdu kulchem, they came in out of order, and the whole Mitzvah was out of order. Because in order for Klal Yisrael to be successful, or for the world to be said, there has to be Seder, Rabbi Yisrael. Because Seder represents not only Hatzloch, it represents the whole Mitzvah of the Sidur HaBri, Rabbi Yisrael, back to my separations, back to the Bnei Yisrael. When we see Seder, when we see the Seder of events, being Mishtalsho in its right order, Rabbi Yisrael, we attribute, we attach to the Rebbeinu Shlom, we see the Rebbeinu Shlom's Yad, we go back to the original source, to the original Kadmon, Rabbi Yisrael. And that's the Metzias, that's the Godness of Klal Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael. Our whole Metzias is based on that. What's the safer that all of Klal Yisrael uses every single day, three times all day, when Klal Yisrael's busy, no matter where we are? Sidur. It's a Sidur, Rabbi Yisrael. A guy comes to davening, he comes in late. He comes to the shtibluch. I should be saying the shmuz and the shtibluch. He comes to the shtibluch, he comes in quickly, he has to be down, it's 9:15, he has to be in Seder at 9:30. And it's laning also today. So he runs in, and Baruch Hashem, Meredik. He comes in, what could be better? It's min hashkocha process. He walks to the first shtibul, kriyas ha-toira. Second shtibul, tachanon. It's a little backwards, you know, he's supposed to go from where the Ani. Well, what's the difference? Tachanun, then he comes to Birchas Kehanim here, a thing there. He's Bishop Mishka Babel, Rabbi Yisrael. The Svarim HaKadoshim bring down that a person has to say Pesukei Dezimra. He shouldn't skip Pesukei Dezimra. You do it in order. Why? So the Svarim Pesukei Dezimra, the word Pesukei Dezimra, I went for a brev there, heard this also. He said, Svarim HaKadoshim bring down Pesukei Dezimra means cutting off the trees, the branches. Pesukei Dezimra means the pshat is that there are many mekatrigim. You want to say good Shemon Esrei, but there are many mekatrigim. The koach of Pesukei Dezimra, Zok Rashi and Brachos Vav 6a, Zok the Gemara, the Shmoyal Arena Val Tvila. Hashem listens to the Tvila, B'mokom Rina, B'mokom the Klai will sing out. Where are we singing out? Koach Rashi means the Pesukei Dezimra. So you create a Mokom Rina, and then the Shmoyal Tvila, Mokom Rina. But what happens? There's no Rina, Rabbi Yisrael. No arena. I don't know what's going on over there. He's because of Pesukei Dezimra, forget about it. We can't have time for that. Maybe Mincha will do some Pesukei Dezimra. He runs in, maybe he says Haluka, maybe doesn't. Then he runs in, he forgot his Halal today. No problem. I'll get it, you know, I'll step out in the middle of morning Seder for a second, quickly Chap Halal. Rosh Kol won't know. Chap Halal. Mishka Babel, Mishka Bibel. The whole thing is missed. No, and doesn't know what he did first, what he did second. It's a Seder. It's called Sidur, Rabbi Yisrael. Because the Meredith is Seder. Because the death of the Seder person connects to the Rebbeinu Shlom, the death of the Seder. We said, Pesukei Dezimra, Yinaga. And that Seder, the greatest night of Klal Yisrael, what's it called? Leil HaSeder. What's the whole Yisoid? The Mesader, the Mahalach of the Shtalshus. We go back to, you know, we go back to Terach. Terach, our great grandpappy, all the way back there, and the whole story, Rabbi Yisrael, because the Holy Spirit is to bring Seder. There's a Seder in your Rabbi Yisrael. We understand there's a Seder. We understand there's somebody in control. It's Meredik Hashua Shashkin, Rabbi Yisrael. That's the Holy Spirit of the ganze Yiddish Rabbi Yisrael, Seder, Rabbi Yisrael. And the more a person is Seder, the younger a person has a normal Seder. His whole life is Mesudah, Rabbi Yisrael. The more he can test, not just an inyan of very, you know, being neat and clean and being Mesudah because it's healthy. It keeps your head straight. Your mind's not all over the place. It's also a tool for Avodas Hashem. Everybody knows the famous story, but now we have a Hezbollah in the story. The Altam Slabotka came to see his son and see how well he's doing in the Beis Medrash. So it says, he didn't go to the Beis Medrash, he went to his room, and he saw the cubbies. Everything was neat. And he walked down, he went back. He went back home. Say, yes, so you're not going to go check the base measure if he's learning? No. If I see the rooms in order, I know the Siddur Mahalach, he's Mesudur, and I know the Mahalach, his Avodah Hashem is intact. If you see the rooms intact, you come into a room from a guy today, Shem Yerachem, Hiroshima 3. Hiroshima 3. You sit in a guy, what was that place? Nagahashi was bad. Sakahaki, whatever it is. You thought that was bad. Shem Yerachem, Rabbi. You go into the room, Yisocha, are you here? Can't find him. I'm telling you, Rebbe, I went to the room and told you, Rebbe, he's there. Don't leave till you find him. Covers, blankets, sheets, shirts, pants. I found him fine, but I was looking for his head, then I saw toes sticking out. Where his head was, his toes was. Toes was his head. And it was under and over. Couldn't find him until you got into the room. I had to climb over like a whole hill. Mountain climbing, I had a pick and everything to get into his room. Rebbe, but it's not going so well. Not really getting to Seder on time. To Seder on time. It's a little bit hard with the Seder. Of course he's not getting Seder on time. What's the Metzias boy say? What's going on in his life? He's so mishkabibbled. He doesn't know if he's coming or going, if it's day or night. What's your schedule like? Well, I don't get to bed before 3:30 in the morning. It's on a good night. A good night. We once spoke about this. I don't understand. I once spoke about this. You saw it over the cab drivers. And I spoke to the cab driver. When are you out? I do the night shift. I said, how do you make money? What are you talking about? It's 50 other cars. Oh, you do till like 12 to 1. What do you mean 12 to 1? My shift is like 1 to 6 in the morning. Plenty of people out. Singing, I don't know. Mary had a little, what are they doing over there? What are people doing at 3 in the morning sitting on the road like it's 2 in the afternoon? How's he supposed to have a Seder? He doesn't go to sleep on time. He doesn't get up on time. The whole day is miskababble, miskabibble, and he has no Seder. His brain is misomisled. He can't walk into his room. He can't go eat. There's nothing going on. He's looking for a pot. He can't use the pot. You know, they have that thing from Dira days. The whole Sefer on Halachas. So if you can mix... The guy mixed the coffee with one side of his glass frame, and with the coffee, and then he wanted to use it for his soup, his chicken soup. Where the spoon, Rabbi said, couldn't find it. Or on the bottom, couldn't find any more spoons. He bought a set of 24. Oh, Baruch Hashem, I found the spoon. It's in my tzoyis. Baruch Hashem. At least a good place to store a spoon to hide it from his friend, you know. If you're not learning the ksois, you might as well hide it from your friend, you know. You can't get the spoon. Have it in the ksois. Shmak is hiding spot, but I said, don't tell anybody. Sefer Shaldar, the guy who walks around, but he says, it's not about neatness. It's also, the value is true, but he said, the value you have to get married one day, Hashem Yerachem. Don't ask me to give it, don't put me on the resume. For the Meister Sovishal David, he says, Rebbe, we have some Shalom bias problems. Okay. You didn't come to the Bamidbar Shmuz. We have some Shalom bias problems. Like, you know, not working out. She doesn't really like the smell of my socks that I've been wearing the whole week. I haven't got to the drawer yet. Guy, you know, Shem Yerachar, but I said, we're not going to the, whatever it is, B'kitza. But the Meister Sovishal Dover, but I say Seder, but I say the whole Yisod of Yadus. The whole Yisod of Yadus is Seder, but I say a person has a normal Seder, but I say I'm not saying you have a bad night, but every night you can't get to bed till 2:30 in the morning, you wake up with a headache, you come to Seder. How are you supposed to learn Torah, but without Seder, but I say, how are you supposed to learn Torah? It's not going to go. You're not going to have anything. This up and down and back and forth. You see the whole Surah of Yadus, this is Sidur. The biggest night in Klai Yisrael Seder. The whole Mitzura of Yeshiva is based on Seder. The Seder Rishon, everybody says, starts at 9:30, 10, everybody said. Anybody wants to know when the Seder starts? This is orientation also. Anyway, Seder starts 9:30, 10. Guy walks at 11:30. Rebbe, what's doing? I gotta go eat breakfast. What about, davening will be afterwards, don't worry. I'll be down by 12:30. That's how he starts his day. So Avada, he doesn't have a good morning Seder. He doesn't want to have a second Seder. He go to sleep a little bit early, the boy said. Push. Get under the covers if you can find it. Before 1 o'clock, you get into bed, you get up early, a little bit early, you get up early and early, you have a seder, you start to enjoy the learning, the boy said. Your head is not in 50 places, the boy said. The mind is clear, it's mesudah. Start understanding better. Start getting a seder, the boy said. The learning is this mesudah, the boy said. And the whole Avodas Hashem is mesudah, the boy said. You come to Hakor of the Bari Olam. That's what we're saying. From the Koyach of Seder, it's a Yisoid in the ganze Mahalach of Yiddishkeit. When a person understands that the Seder, so we understand as the Kadmon, attached to the Bari Olam, the whole world has Seder, the Bari Olam has a Mahalach, and I'm going in that Mahalach, and I'm attached to my Mahalach. When I latch myself out of Shiva Hashem, when I latch myself out of it, then the Bari Olam destroys the whole Yisoid of the Bari Olam. So Melo is the time of Baisai. Before Shavuos of Baisai, before we go to Gnishab Kabbal the Torah, we have to get ourselves in order of Baisai. We should work on this inner person, Misadah, Misadah our day, Misadah our room, Misadah our lives, Baisai. Be'ez Hashem, B'schuzeh, there will be tremendous Sidur HaChaim, we'll find our Mokoin, and we have a Mokoin, we can be'ez Hashem, be a Mokoin for Ashur HaShashchina.